The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph talks about the nature of the mitzvah of Pru'u Revu. That he wants to explain a Ramah, the Ramah Paskins. The Gemara in Yavama says a Machlokas Beisila Beishamai, whether you need two boys or a boy and a girl. We Paskin, like Beis Hillel in the Bavli's version, that you need a boy and a girl. So, what happens if you have a boy and then you get a girl for an illicit relationship? So clearly it's us to do. But what happens if you did it? To the Rama writes, you yotze yimitzvah puravu. The question is, how can you be yotze yimitzvah puravu? Isn't it a mitzvah ba'abaveh? We have a general rule. We know like lulav ha'gazel, matzah gazel. If you're involved in aveira, b'shas mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah b'aveira. How come it's not an aveira here? It is an aveira. How come we don't apply mitzvah b'aveira? So the Mishkas Kiyuch says, because all of that then we see, the mitzvah proof isn't the ma'isa bia. The mitzvah is the result 9 months later. So therefore, b'shas, when I did. When did I violate the Aveira B'shas Bia? When I had relations. But my mitzvah is not happening until 9 months later, so therefore we don't apply the klal of mitzvah Habab Aveira. Because we see it's result-oriented, and that's why there's no mitzvah Habab Aveira by Mamzer. And that's why the halacha is that not only do you have to have a boy and a girl, but they have to outlive you. It's a further debate if your kids have kids and then they're still alive, but you also have to need a boy and a girl or not. But regardless of the details, that's what the Mitzvah Chinuch says, that we see the mitzvah is the result. And against the Tosus and Baba Basar, it seems to say it's all discussion about the if it's the Ha'ara or the Gvar Bia, but it seems to be either way, it seems to be part of the mitzvah's the Ma'isa Bia. So in fact, that's what they discuss. Because how could Rabbi Yochanan say that you yotze puravu when you become Jewish? When you fulfill the mitzvah puravu, you are putter. And we see from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah when we see that someone who's let's say he's partially insane. He's insane half the time. So for instance, let's say he's insane between the hours of 8 and 9, and 9 and 10 he's sane. So during 8 and 9 he eats the matzah, so he's putter. So if he eats the matzah, b'shas pitur, he has to eat matzah again at 9 o'clock. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, how come it comes to Gemara and Rosh Hashanah and the Rambam Paskins this way? The Rambam Paskins this way. That, you know, Yotze, how come, why is it by Puravu Yotze? And by Matzah, you know, it's true, you ever have a hope shot about different levels of Mitzvah, Srikas, Kavana, Inan Srikas, Kavana. But at least by the Puravu, even though he might not be Chaya, but the guy knows what he's doing. He knows he's trying to have kids. But by the Matzah, the person doesn't know what's going on. But regarding us, the Minchas Chinuch answers, no, what do we see? What's the difference? Because the question is, can I fulfill a mitzvah? If I do a mitzvah when I'm in a state of Pitur, can it count for later on when I'm exempt? So the Minchas Chinuch, it depends on the nature of the mitzvah. When it comes to matzah, no, if the mitzvah is the ma'isa mitzvah, so that's all you have. Once you finish the ma'isa, it's over. So therefore, the mitzvah is finished while you're a shoteh. So you're not yotze. You have to eat another kezayis. But by Pru'u Revu, it's result-oriented, the mitzvah. And therefore, it's result-oriented. And therefore, you still have the results now. So that's a major discussion of Minchas Chinuch. Others are cholik and say it's the Ma'isa Mitzvah. And in fact, major nafkamina, we'll see. Is can you fulfill the mitzvah pruravu without a maisa mitzvah? Or how could you possibly get pregnant without a maisa mitzvah? So the Gemara, so we have artificial insemination, we have in vitro fertilization. So we have today, we have many scientific ways. But back in the Gemara in Chagiga talks about bathhouse insemination. That what's the case of bathhouse insemination? The Gemara in Chagiga, Yudalad Amud Beis and Tes Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara talks about whether a Kohen Gadol who is usher from marrying any woman who's not a virgin, could he marry a pregnant woman who claims she's still a virgin? So of course the Gemara says, how could a virgin become pregnant? So Shmuel says, because you could have relations without perforating the besuim. But the Gemara retains a different possibility, that if you get pregnant in the bathhouse and impregnation, in which case the woman still being a virgin would be permitted to marry a Kohen Gadol. So some obviously are going to this whole passage as a sarcastic allusion to the Christian doctrine of Immaculate Conception. However, and some say it's not possible scientifically, so, but either way, that's the Gemara. So we assume if you take this Gemara at face value, so we see a person can become, a woman can become pregnant without a Maisa Mitzvah. So if you assume the mitzvah pruvah was a maisa mitzvah, then if the woman gets pregnant, if there's no maisa bia, maybe you don't get the mitzvah. According to the Minchas Chinuch, it's not a problem, it's result oriented. And in fact, that's what they quote from Ben Basira. The Aleph Bet is Ben Basira, and how they talk about Ben Sira's birth. It's a whole debate whether this exists, you know, whether this is a real thing or not. However, if we accept it, this is what it says. How Yirmiyahu, a Navi, was both the father and grandfather of Ben Sira. Yirmiyahu, a Navi, was the father and grandfather of Ben Sira. Who was Ben Sira's mother? Was Yirmiyahu's daughter. How did that happen? So they say Yirmiyahu was forced to perform, to release Zerah in the bathhouse, and his daughter must have went in, and she conceived from his emissions. So Ben Zerah was born 7 months later, the product of bathhouse insemination, artificial insemination, whatever you wanna call it. And that's what they want to say. The gematria of the Hebrew letters of Sira and Ben Sira equals that of Yirmiyahu, hinting that Ben Sira is in fact the son of Yirmiyahu. As you could guess, not everyone accepts this Ben Sira birth. Some deny it. So either way, but if you say it's true, so what do we see? Again, we see, even though there was no Maisa Bia, nevertheless, you're still considered your father. It's still Mizyachis after you. And in fact, is one of the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, writes that a married woman, should not sleep on the sheet slept on by a man other than her husband. So, why can't she sleep on sheets slept on by another man other than her husband? Because, he says, the concern is because we're afraid we're not going to know who the father is, and then you'll end up marrying like sister and brother will marry. But whatever the pshat is, Reb Peretz obviously is saying, you become pregnant in this matter. And he brings proof in the case of Ben Sira. But the point being is, we see that even though there's no, he believed that you could become pregnant from the sheets with, you know, because there might be left on the seed on the sheets. So therefore we see, we have Rabbeinu Peretz, we have Ben Sira, perhaps, and we have the Gemara and Chagiga, all bring right that we see you can fulfill the mitzvah pru revu even without the Maisa Bia, and also it seems to apply that it wouldn't be as well, it wasn't, the kid's not considered a mamzer, so therefore it wasn't adultery. And of course you could have two different things. That was the whole machokis with the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Moshe and others, when you had in vitro, you know, artificial insemination from some, if a zera from another man goes into a married woman, is that adultery or not? So someone wanted to claim it was. Rav Moshe says, we see it's not, you know, they brought some rayas of macaron, and we see from Rabbeinu Peretz it's not. He calls it, he said, you know, we're just not going to know who the father is. And you see by Be'asot insemination. So that's the whole issue in terms of whether you, as well, when you get the mitzvah of Pru Ravua, now you could say it's not adultery, but maybe you need the Maisa Bia to Mismiyakas after you. Another saying, no. We see that you're considered, you're considered that's your kids. And as well, there's a further debate if we're going to get Zera from someone else. There's a whole debate among the Akronim, the contemporary Akronim, about is it Dafka, is it better to get Zera from a, is it better to get from a guy or from a Jew? You don't want to get from a guy, you want to avoid the Mimzer problem. Others, so I think Rav Moshe, we'll have to go into it, but I think Rav Moshe Tenla goes with from a guy, and I believe Rav David Cohen says it's a Dafka be from a woman. We'll have to get into the details of the case and what the Nekudas HaMachokis is, but that's part of the issue, the nature of the din of Pru Ravu. Is it the Maisa Mitzvah? Is it the result? And very halacha Maisa today with artificial insemination in vitro. Of course, that's even more, because even if you want to claim Bathurst impregnation or Ben Sira, there was clearly no Kavana. You know, that's so shy, do we need mitzvah srichas kavana? So it could be if it's a maisa mitzvah, yes, if it's a result, no. But even if you would hold Beathur's impregnation, there was no kavana. Here it's clearly that is your kavana. Your whole kavana is to get your wife pregnant. So in that case, from that angle, even though it's not a maisa bia, but you do have kavana in that situation. And then and we could discuss as well another time about the bathhouse insemination, someone born, is that considered a regular Leda in terms of, we have to get into Rabbeinu Hanano about doing the bris on Shabbos if you're born through artificial insemination, what's there other means? That's what we see. So that's the major machlokes minchas chinuch. It's result-oriented, we see from the we don't say mitzvah ba'aveira by a mamzer. Your kids have to outlive you. We see that's how a guy can fulfill pruvu. You have to redo the matzah, because the matzah is the ma'aseh mitzvah. And that'd be the whole question. We see from, if you would take the Gemara as face value, till we see that a person, that a, that someone can become pregnant through bathhouse insemination, and we see from Ben Sira that it was considered Yirmiyahu could be considered the father. Rabbeinu Peretz also assumes that way the kid's not a mamzer, and gets into mitzvah, says kavanah or not.